Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
We are honored to be with you. We are going to try to navigate the chat there a little bit best we can. And to all of our affiliates out there at iHeart and all of the other affiliates that broadcast this show, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I do want to share, Sri, as I'm watching the call board fill up already, if you want to get into the queue, remember, even if you wind up listening to most of the show, you can listen to the show while you're holding 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. And I've had people ask me, well, do you use Skype? If you're international, you this is just, you know, pick up and use your Skype calling. And it should only cost like about, you know, 10 cents or something, I think. It's not a lot. So anyway, we are excited that you are here. Thank you for getting into the call board to join in the conversation, ask us questions, or of course the honor of connecting with you for a mini soul reading. Yeah. So, wow, let's dive in, Sri.
Oh, yes. You know, I am energized.
You are.
You know, it's an amazing time because we're going to talk, continue the conversation we've been having the last several weeks about the core energy and what that really means. And the fact that what has happened as we've come forward to this essential moment that is leading us into June, the lineage holders are becoming more visible.
Yeah.
And calling.
Yes.
Being called to is really the correct way to say it. Because when we have a call, when spirit has it says it's time, it's time for you now.
Yeah.
There is a feeling inside.
There is this
little bouncy feeling, and we could either go, oh no, a bouncy feeling, and push away, or we can lean into it and go, I wonder what's in store for me. And to trust that you have what you need to have in order to ripen and fully be with that call.
Wow. Well, you know, Sri started out talking about our show yesterday. And for those of you that are just joining us today and were not with us yesterday, first and foremost, go back and watch yesterday's show. You can find it at
either of
our YouTube channels. It's really a good show because we started talking about this energy expansion. The initiation of the June Ascension Frequency Attunement actually went into kind of like an amplified high gear on last Wednesday. That was May 22nd. And we spent a lot of time talking about that yesterday and talking about how this energy is coming forward. And if you're just catching up with us, I really do encourage you before tomorrow comes or whenever you're catching the show to really sit down and offer yourself the blessing of, yes, this is what happened last Wednesday, and paying attention. And Sri, we got so many letters. You know, we get so much email. And remember, you guys can communicate with us for the radio show to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And Sri, I wanted, I thought as a great way to segue into today's conversation and bridge yesterday's conversation, this email we received from one of our listeners is just so right on it. So we're going to read this one as a great way to start. This is from one of our beautiful community members, meaning all of you, because when we come together every week, we are co-creating this divine experience. And we have so much to share about the energy ahead this week. And I'm really loving, this is from a listener. Her name is Sarah. I'm really enjoying the way Sarah contacted us with this way.
All right. Well, the subject line is, I accept me as I am, and as I can be.
Yes, we love the subject line. It got our attention.
Happy, beautiful day, Sri and Kira. I listened to yesterday's show, and wow, I have been listening regularly to your Sunday show since the beginning of 2018, occasionally listening to Saturday's show. With the heightened experience of energy over the last few weeks, I have been listening to all three of the shows, and now I feel a thirst for them as they assist me in staying focused and feeling awareness, thanks to the insight and the community they bring.
Thank you, Sarah. And I just want to stop right here and say, for those of you that go, what third show? the third show is actually a show that I am very honored to co-host with Johanna Sand on Thursday nights called Soul Mirrors, The Voices of Conscious Women. And it's basically the feminine energy of spirituality and how that is helping to expand the planet and offering a voice to that community as well. So thank you, Sarah, for tuning in to all of the shows. That really is an honor for us.
Well, and she continues, it was yesterday's show that brought me to a sensation of personal inner movement.
Yes.
On May 22nd, I woke up with my head throbbing, particularly between my brows, the third eye area, and I felt nauseous.
Mm.
This was uncommon, and what would have normally helped me to relieve my headache wouldn't work. When you spoke yesterday about the significance of the energy on the 22nd and about the relation to the body, I was able to go in to remember and understand that this is all guidance.
Yes.
And the power of acceptance is the magic key. And what is that sensation we get, that powerful feeling of movement that feels like we've been given a magical key, that we have the ability to unlock doors? Is there a word to go with it? Because it feels very significant. As I heard Sri speak of acceptance, I immediately recognized that I was not fully accepting who I came here to be.
I love it. I love it.
I felt a bit of laughter because I also saw a tapestry of the little me and the fragments of the ideas, beliefs, experiences that contributed to resistance that were simply illusions. But then, the beauty of the whole picture, as I could see the timing, to be here at this moment,
yes,
to allow how I can serve and to accept the gift of it all. Thank you for being mentors and our friends.
Mm.
I appreciate the information you bring through and the insight from your personal experience. Much love. Namaste, Sarah.
Well, wow. Sarah, thank you. And I think all of you by now know why we selected that letter, because yesterday's show was a preview of what we're going to be talking a lot more about today, which is this culminating week of May. Remember, next Saturday is June 1. This culminating week that's bridging into that new month is all about suspicion or acceptance. And these are extremely big energies. And this is what we started talking about yesterday. This is what we're here to share. And this is why we are at this phenomenal point of bringing everything together. You know, it's why we chose, if you're watching us at YouTube or at Oneness Talk Radio, it's why we chose today's graphic, because it's this integrated energy of the blooming lotus. And right in the middle, I don't know if you can see this beautiful cosmic being here and the illumination of all
it's
of us.
It's not just a shadow.
No. It's that core, right? So imagine that core has become this beautiful blooming lotus. You are that. Yet you are being met this week by the energy of suspicion or acceptance. And when we go into this deep divine acceptance, like Sarah was explaining here, we flourish because we're not hiding from ourselves anymore. We're not afraid anymore. We are able to stand as the warrior that we are and say yes to our greatest life, say yes to our passion, ignite that ikigai moment. It's just all this big symphony right now. And in June, it's going to be huge. It's going to be large. And this is the week. This is the week. Are you suspicious? Or are you accepting? And the other, you know, the other energy we started talking about yesterday that Sri and I want to explore a little bit more today. And I do want to say hi to all of you hanging on the phone lines. Hang on. We will get to you.
We see you.
All of you in the chats. I see all the chats going crazy. We're doing our best. But what I do want to share with all of you is that if there's ever been a week to try on your mastery, to not be afraid of the truth of who you are. Exactly. Ooh, Sri's dissolving, right? He's turning into his mastery. Soon he'll just be a floating head. And but this is the week, right? This is why Sri's dissolving into the light. Look out for the light, Sri.
Come to me.
Yeah, really? I don't know. They always say I'm the one that's... Anyway. So thank you. Thank you for that gift of recognizing that when we hit these moments of extraordinary acceptance, it also means that we have provided ourselves the opportunity to lift beyond this one-dimensional experience. And Sri, do we have the witness graphic on? We don't. Okay. So this graphic that I was going to show you is the one that we've been showing you for about a year now, which is recognizing that when we become a ninth-dimensional anchor, we actually ignite the divine witness. So that's the witness of that level. That witness then is the witnesser, right? There is this witnesser in the seventh dimension that is witnessing in the fifth dimension the witness of the third dimension. And so in this week, right now, this is that week where, here we go, here's a graphic I can put up, as my beautiful beloved says always so well, this is the week where you cannot play your way off the game board. The only way off is going to be to lift your consciousness. If you meet things where they are coming to you, especially if they are in a place that doesn't feel quite as uplifting, then it's a game. And it's part of the illusion, and it is not part of your lift. And so that's the acceptance. You can bring a hand to your heart, breathe in and see and accept that that lift is there in front of you. All you have to do is see the illusion that's trying to stand in your way.
Whenever you feel motivated by fear or desire to be seen or be correct or any of these other basic emotional needs, you're playing in the game board, because the game board is fueled by the values and the phenomena of the ego. So in order to lift off the game board, you must be complete with it.
Absolutely.
Say, I get it. You
absolutely.
Know, I've eaten ice cream. I know what it tastes like. I don't need to. I played with money. I've played with everything that's here.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Great fun.
I played with life and death.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have literally, between my near-death experiences and now yours, I mean, I think between us, we've had four near-death experiences.
Yeah. But the key is it's sort of like graduation.
Yeah.
You know, who wants to go back to high school? You know, who wants to go back to grammar school? And sometimes we're so addicted to the process of living the normal life
right.
that we don't realize this was just a school and a very fun one at that.
Yeah.
And let it be fun, and while you also explore higher dimensional consciousness.
Yes.
Because you're already there. You're already doing it. You're just not attending to it.
Mm.
It's time to pay attention to the fullness of who you are. And the fact that your consciousness bridges dimensions.
Wow. And in that recognition, really paying attention to this week's energy, which is about acceptance or skepticism. Well, skepticism is actually part of it, but it's very much about that suspicious energy. So what is suspicion? Suspicion is that expecting the other shoe to drop all the time. Suspicion is the too good to be true energy. Suspicion is the energy that distracts us from that which is right in front of us, because we can't let go of the pain. Because the pain of the pain of the pain is calling us, and we are so comfortable with the pain of the pain that we would rather stay in the pain we know than even for a moment touch what it would be like to be painless. And this is why we have such a robust, rich experience in front of us, because many, many, many beautiful beings who are on the journey, who are on the expansionary process, are still very suspicious, especially when they reach a new frontier or another plateau-breaking moment. And we are really at that plateau-breaking moment, you know? And imagine that you've been out playing on this beautiful spiritual plateau, and every time you create, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So you never quite knew you were on a plateau until suddenly there's a stairway. You turn around and there's a crystalline stairway, and you're like, wow, I've been on a plateau, but I can't see what's up there. All I know is that these stairs appeared from seemingly nowhere, but over there are all my friends, and over there is what I know, and over there I can feel safe, smart, excited, whatever. Most people would rather run back than walk up. And so this is one of those moments. This is a walk back or stand up moment. And it is a very powerful one for all of humanity.
Know, the way the cycles work, there are always intersecting moments where you could call them synergy moments.
Yeah.
Moments where the ordinary doesn't apply. It's not a linear application. That there is a moment of liftoff. And the liftoff doesn't mean that you've lost anything. It means you're reaching wider, upper, beyond the confines of the habit were in.
Right.
So life gives us these opportunities. These very opportunities are also challenge moments to the ego identity. Because even though we may feel that we have accomplished a lot, we're on our plateau, got a good beat on things, things are pretty good, when we have one of these opportunities, it can stir us. And that stirring is an opportunity to lift, to expand, or an opportunity to dig in. You can go either way. Life
pop
is
or full. Drop.
Choices, choices, choices.
Exactly. Well, you know, Shri, speaking of choices, 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 I'm seeing the YouTube chat going crazy. I'm also watching the Oneness Talk channel. I want to read. We have right here. This was guest 97 over here at Oneness Talk Radio. And I want to read this email.
Please.
Because it really is another wonderful encapsulation and a great way to start talking about this conversation. Hi, Shri and Kira and everyone. Hi, guest 97. the moving forward may entail the voice. Oh, absolutely. That's part of acceptance, isn't it? Accepting our own voice, our clear voice, our true voice. Writing, speaking out, this is not merely action. It is what Maya Angelou spoke of. Now is not the time to be silent. Absolutely true. And it is the ikigai moment. It is the moment of passionate action versus activistic action. There's a very different energy in those two. And here's what she says. A mentor who writes worldwide chorale music described leaving blood on the floor beside his piano. When he wrote, notes fell on the floor, blood, until he had a masterpiece. There are some experiences that need no action, but often this is after lots of action. Bingo! My willingness says to talk about this here. Well, thank you, my love. And this is absolutely a message that I know we have been resonating with and sharing for quite a while now, is that there is a grand misnomer that if we just stop, if we're meant to, it will show up. Well, what we forget is that in the deep stillness is great activity. Mm-hmm. And I always, one of my favorite ways to bring that to form is through beloved Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, who, when Gandhiji said, I have realized I have so much work to do today, I will have to meditate twice as long. And the profound depth of that is that if we sincerely go within, we are most active and can literally cross the fields of the illusion of time, where we enter quantum space, thereby collecting the sum total of the action to bring into manifest form with what seems like rapid movement. Like people ask Shri and I that all the time. They're like, how do you guys get so much done all the time? Well, it's because we're not working in quantum time. We're working in quantum time.
We're not hooked by the linear.
Exactly.
Because
the
linear is where we start to learn about sequential thinking and time. Time itself is a dimensional fluid thing that gives our minds the opportunity to discern. It has not much use other than for the mind to be able to take pictures.
I love it. And, you know, I want to share some of the great comments coming in over here. You know, people talking about this suspicion energy and being aware of it. And this is, remember, guys, suspicion energy is very, very subtle. It's very, very subtle. But over here at Oneness Talk Radio, I want to read a few beautiful comments you guys have made over here. It's just wonderful. Jess Jutinen, the host of Soul Fusion Cafe right here at OneNessTalkRadio.com. I am celebrating this Mastery Week. It's been powerful, and I think it might really be complete. I might really be complete with the game board. Woo! Woo! At least for the most part. Well, right on, Jess. Thanks for declaring that. And here's another one. I have house guests this weekend, and they want to stay in their pain, and I let them with a smile. You know, that's the gift of star consciousness presence. That's also your acceptance in motion. See, acceptance in motion is that ninth dimensional witnessing the witnesser of the third dimensional witness that can see the greater expansion. Your house guests are right here at the very beginning of the week showing you where the gift of acceptance can take you. And have fun with that, Andrew, who wrote that in. A lot of people saying this week is shaping up to be challenging, so my choice is to pop. Right on, Evie Coco. We agree with you. Here's another one. I have had a vision this last week, and I thought it was too good to be true, and I moved into suspicion. Wow, powerful discernment. Thank you for helping me now move into acceptance, Brilla Rose. Yay. So this is why Shri and I put out these weekly energy updates. Because when we look at the month ahead, when we are so blessed and so, so, so blessed to live here at Tosa Blue Mountain, Ecuador, and please come visit us. Please come spend time at this incredibly high frequency place. But the amount of massive ascended presence energy that comes in is that they were so clear that starting in May, probably through the rest of the year, these weekly energy updates were important because of the subtleties. And this week ahead, especially as the bridge into the ascension frequency adjustment of June and the rise of the lineage holders, is all about acceptance. And, you know, a lot of you here are offering some amazing, amazing, amazing comments. And I'm really just so grateful that you're all here. And thank you. And Sri, you know, we have so many people holding. So
let's
go over to the call board. We're just going to start saying hi and welcoming all of you. And it looks like, hey, we're going to Las Vegas. I'll go to Las Vegas. We're saying hi to, it looks like maybe Bridget. Namaste, Bridget. We have a lot of people. Hold on, guys. We have a problem with the call board.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Fixing it.
Here.
Fixing it.
Hold on. We are so sorry. There we are.
There it is.
Okay, there's Bridget. Okay, guys. Sorry about that. Let's try again. Bridget, are you there?
Hi, it's Bridget. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, honey.
Thanks
Namaste.
Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Hi, Namaste. I just was calling for a mini soul reading. There's been a lot going on. I really wanted to go into my job on Tuesday and quit. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
I understand. Yeah. Breathe, Angel. Just breathe. Go ahead.
It's going to have repercussions for other people. I'm sorry about that. So I was just calling in for a little clarity. I feel like I'm at the end of a cycle, and it's time to step forward, but, you know, I know that's going to mean things for other people, too. So I was just calling to see what guidance was available.
Well, first of all, my love, thank you. Thank you for your beautiful heart. Thank you for sharing what you're feeling, for allowing yourself to feel. This is a beautiful sign of acceptance. And as I'm connecting with you, I will share with you, you are protected. You have these three huge, huge guides around you. One of them looks very Metatronian to me, very much like Metatron. And on this one side, I'm seeing what looks to me to be Archangel Uriel. And on the other side, I'm pretty sure that, yes, this is Ascended Master Almoira, so I'm just going to bow. And what they're all saying is, they're sticking out their right hands and they're pointing them towards you, and it's like a unified trinity of light coming into your heart, and I want you to just relax and receive that. And the message they're saying to you is, you have forgotten who you are, thereby you are afraid. This too is an illusion. For when you stand in the truth of your divine nature, you will remember this moment and you will expand again. Remember that when choices are made from the place of peace, love, and divine service, everyone is served outside the vision of the illusion. And they're saying, lift up. They're saying, arise, beloved one, and see the greater picture. And you are not at the end. You are at the beginning. And a year from now, wow, look out, world. I am so grateful you were our first caller. Thank you, my love. Namaste.
Thank you so much to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Many blessings. I'm boiling. I'm so sorry, but wow. And you know, for all of you that may be tuning in with us for the first time live, remember that one of the gifts of our call audience is that even if you don't get on this week, always try to call back in when you feel guided to call into the show.
Yes.
Because we co-create this together, and every caller is a surrogate for all of us. We are here together. That is the key. Remember, together we are truly better. So, Sri, who's next?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's take a look here. We left Las Vegas. How about we go to New Jersey?
All right, let's go to New Jersey. We're going to Hightstown, New Jersey. It looks like maybe Patricia. Namaste. Hey, welcome, Angel.
Oh, namaste. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome.
Oh, this has been a very powerful time for me, and I've signed up for the Gathering of the Masters.
Thank you.
I'm held very guided to do that, but I'm feeling so unbalanced as I'm walking, but I feel it's the tremendous energies coming in, but I'm about ready to move into a whole new place, too. Getting lots of good support from my ex and my son and my family, which is wonderful. I'm very blessed. Yes, you are. But is there a message for me?
Well, there is. There is. And thank you. Thank you so much for sharing, for doing and being. And the message, first of all, is I need you to bring both of your hands to the heart center, right? And if you're watching, you can see I have my hands right here at my heart center. And they're saying to just bow your head. And they're saying, feel the gift. I'm watching what look like streams of green and gold and crystalline light. And it actually feels like I'm in a shower, like I'm actually getting chills now after being so hot. And this is pouring over you. And they're saying that there are many years of, they're saying that you are releasing a lot that has been accumulated that was supporting one way of being, and that this release has left these illuminations in your energy field that are now being woven together, and that this next part of the journey, it's like I see you opening up this door and there's like a whole world in front of you that you never even saw before. And they're saying, open your eyes wider, stay true to you more, and your feet will carry you. Right now, they're saying that you've forgotten that all true healing starts at the feet. And they're saying, hold your feet, love your feet, anoint your feet, soak your feet, go get pedicures, go get reflexology, and let that healing energy lift you, because you're also anchoring, you're trying to anchor your ascended chakra system, and that anchors at the heart, not the traditional first root. So you need to just be pulling all that beautiful love and light and energy up, and you'll find great peace. And thank you for joining us in June. I think that's also going to help you quite a bit as well. And thank you for trusting your guidance. You were an extraordinary blessing. Thank you for being here, my love. Many blessings.
Much love.
Much love.
Love, and thank you so much for the message.
You are so welcome. Many blessings. Namaste. I'm loving feeling her message.
Yeah.
Are you guys feeling that cool? It's like this beautiful. I'm loving it. It feels really good. And again, this is, you know, my angels, as we come together, pay attention. You know, as for the week ahead, it's extremely important. Pay attention to when you're feeling suspicious. Because if you are feeling suspicious, if you are feeling overly skeptical, then what's happened is that you are outside of trust. And this is what we started talking about yesterday. Now, as we expand, as we go through the experiences of life, and I'm thinking about our first two callers, you know, we all, every one of us, while you have a body, you are going through the experiences of having a body, and it won't end. It just refines, and it's the way that we move through things, and it's the way that we adapt and the way that we interact. And that's that ever refining spiral of consciousness. That's what the core has brought us to. Remember, core is the center of resurrection energy.
Wow. It's really important, because every time these things line up like that, there is a potency. And I want to repeat it, because to go to the core, some people say, that's my essential authenticity. Well, yes. Other people say, I've been reduced to my core.
Yeah.
Well, that's another way of looking at it. But to frame it as I'm going to the center of my resurrection energy means I am the phoenix. I am rising. And I don't care what kind of flames seem to be burning on my corpus, my personality, I am going to fly, because I am flight.
You are
flight. That's my nature.
Yeah, I love that, Sheree. I just love that. And that is what June, you know, that's why this week there's going to be a lot of drama. That's the suspicion energy. And there's going to be a lot of it. And anything that carries suspicion energy, carries skepticism, carries anticipation of a negative outcome. Now, I want you to really take that in. So anytime you're experiencing suspicion, anytime you're overly skeptical, you're skeptical for skeptical's sake, your mind has control of needing answers to everything. There is this sense of nobody's going to screw me again, or I'm not going to be taken again.
Yeah.
Those are all defense mechanisms. And those are defense mechanisms of the illusion designed to keep you suspicious, because you cannot simultaneously be enlightened and not trust. You know, that's just the bottom line. And so this is going to be a week rich with those choices, rich with those moments. And so the blessing is that by being aware of that, by knowing that you are a lineage holder, which we're going to be talking a lot about in the second half of the show today, you're able to notice when those moments come in. And because remember, what is judgment? Judgment is suspicion. Judgment says, I don't trust, so thereby I must judge. Judgment is a protective device because you're afraid of being hurt. This is why, as we lift up and become that witness, witnessing the witnesser, you know, who's there watching, gives us that opportunity to go beyond this mind. This mind of density is incapable of resolving the issues that it is looking at because it wants them to continue. They become food for its self-sustenance. So the only way through this, and I'm doing it again, forgive me, guys, I'm coming right back over here and I'm putting it up. The only way is, Sri.
You cannot play your way off the game board. The only way off is to lift your consciousness. And as we lift our consciousness, it's no accident that one of the signs that you're there or are touching it more frequently is the energy of love and joy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And and this is why the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening has now illuminated is so important.
It is, because if you look at this model, and this model has more depth than can be understood through the two-dimensional eyes, but there is a portal of energy that is at the very base, at the lowest levels of consciousness, that goes all the way up beyond the full enlightenment consciousness. And we refer to that as the joy portal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Because it allows one to participate in all the fun of the world, whether you're playing mini golf, raising a family, or you're sitting in a cave, blissed out, touching the
guys, forgive me. So
speaking
of caves, okay, check this out. So here at Tosa Blue Mountain in Ecuador, our beautiful home and now incredible retreat center and San Pedro grows here wild. I mean, it's just incredible. Well, anyway, we have had so many discoveries since we moved here. You know, we discovered the archaeological site that we have now preserved. We discovered petroglyphs that we have now made accessible. We've discovered so many things here. However, as you guys know, it's been a little over a year ago. We had a really terrible fire here, and it was really bad.
Very
frightening. It almost took the whole place. It was a really, I think I'm still a little traumatized from it. Every time I smell smoke, I still need to identify the source. However, because of this one whole section, what did we lose, like 5 acres of mountainside of the Andes Mountains here, it opened up all of these beautiful blue rock outcroppings. And
we were able to see that which was obscured by a lot of growth and shrubbery and things.
And now a year later, it's almost like there's never been a fire. But what we've done is put in trails. Well, one of the trails that goes up to, and you got to love this, it's in the center, and it's a big circle that goes around at the top of the mountain. And it's gorgeous. The center of that circle is one of the huge, probably 200 to 300-year-old eucalyptus trees that had been on fire that is now shooting out all new growth over the black bark on this tree. And as I was circling around the tree and owning, really connecting with the tree, it said, look up. And guys, I looked up, and I kid you not, are you ready for this? 3 meditation caves for single people and a group cave right next to it. I was blown away because we know we are on ancient ceremonial land. We are more and more learning about that. We have been reviving all of the ancient Incan artifacts. We have been doing all the ceremonies. We're actually consecrating a Cosmic Origins event in June. That one is sold out. That's been sold out for a while with the solstice, and September with the equinox. And because we have all the artifacts here on site. Well, guys, we now have our own meditation caves, and they're going to be ready for the group coming in June. So I just had to share because it's just, it's so exciting. We cannot even believe it.
It truly is. The continual revelation.
Yeah, of what this place was.
Well, of support at all levels because it's Tosa Blue Mountain is 20-some acres of wonderful, wonderful land. It's truly pristine, Gaia expressing, and dragonflies and hummingbirds and flowering,
and condors
flowering and, plants yeah, yeah. and condors. And we have a stream and waterfall. And it's just, I'm not saying anything other than it's such a delight to connect with it and to be in the energy of those spirits. The thing that was kind of going through my head here as you were sharing is this metaphor of support and beauty is expressing through the entire world at
yes,
all levels.
Yes, and, yes.
Enlightenment does not require that you check out.
No.
Ascension consciousness is what we refer to for that state of enlightened awareness. And what the thing I just want to say is that when we touch in and begin to practice our mastery of anchoring in the joy portal, being in flow, being willing, being in acceptance,
yeah.
then our soul's destiny will lift us, and you will be able to touch in and participate at all levels
yeah.
with that ascended consciousness. And I want to say that this is true. This is the nature of our consciousness and our experience in form. You do not have to drop out. You do not have to meditate for 1,000 years or chant 1,000 mantras. But you can. It's good. You can arrive somewhere beautiful doing that. And you can simply claim your mastery. Touch into the yoga of self-ascension and discover the truth. I am a master in form. And I am joyful, and I am happy to be here, and how may I assist?
Absolutely. And that's when the illusion no longer has any grip on you. And again, with all of our heart and soul, please visit SriAndKira.com. Right there, as soon as you arrive, you will see Gathering of the Masters, Journey into the Core. Guys, we're doing this for a $22 donation that goes
for
immediately
two
to
lessons.
Exactly to the 4th and the 11th, plus the Gathering Attunement we're going to do together for June. And it goes to all of our humanitarian aid projects. So please, why not give yourself, collect your friends, hang out together, listen to it, maybe discuss it afterwards. Give our world the opportunity for all of us to gather in
harmony.
Your
presence makes a difference.
It really does. And speaking of presence making a difference, should we go up to Canada?
All righty.
Let's go up to Canada, and we're going to say hi to Pruden, it looks like. Namaste. Welcome. Timmins, Ontario.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
There you are.
I'm excited.
Oh, thank you.
I love you both. I am so thankful for your guidance, your love, and your knowledge. You certainly helped me reconnect on Earth. And I would love a mini soul reading.
Oh, thank you for the honor of asking. You know, first of all, Angel, I just want to share with you that as I connect with you, I feel this, it's like a warm energy. It's like that cozy, warm, like when you put a beautiful wool blanket around you, you know, and you just feel all snuggly and cozy. And that's what they're saying. They're saying it's time for you to really, really wrap yourself in the gift of you, to become so in love with you, to feel you, to know this truth. And then they're saying from that moment, when you take off the blanket, you will never be cold again. And that's what they want you to hear.
I feel it. Thank you very much. For the first time, I'm finally loving who I am and definitely know my purpose here on Earth. I thank you very, very much.
No, thank you for bringing us that beautiful gift.
Much
we all
love.
Are so grateful. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Wow.
Beautiful.
You feel that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, okay, I just want to be here in my blankie. You know, that just feels so yummy. And, you know, I think that's also how a lot of people are going to feel this week.
Yeah.
And so, guys, you know, if you have a moment this week, especially this week coming up where you interact with something that's not of the highest support for you, or something gets your attention that does drag you into that suspicion or that lack of trust or that skepticism, maybe in that moment you need to grab your blankie and love yourself enough to know that, guys, not only are you on this planet right now at this particular moment in this illusionary timeline, I guarantee you, you kicked somebody out of the way to get here. You are meant to be here right now. And if you have connected to this show, then you are also a lineage holder. And we are going to start assisting lineage holders to remember themselves. Look for our Are You a Lineage Holder checklist coming out. You're going to want to be in the Gathering to the Core Master's Program June 4 and 11 because the lineage holders only appear in, I'm going to use the word invisible form like this, at the turning of major cycles. The last time on this planet that the lineage holders were here was during the time of Akhenaten, and prior to that, it was during the time of what many people call Atlantis, and prior to that, it was outside of this Gaia experience, but on other similar, I'm going to use spheres of form. So this is a big moment, and Sri and I feel like for the 17 years that we've been out there, that this is a moment that we have been preparing for as well, yes, to make sure that we were not outside of our own experience of this is the moment and it's important. And we feel the fact that Sri is still alive after what's happened over the past 2 months and that I am still here after the massive amount of things that were put in front of me, we feel that there's only one reason we are still here. And it's to be here because together we are better, to make sure that every one of you has the opportunity to manifest your dreams and be the master you are meant to be. This is our moment, and we welcome you, because if you're listening to this show, you're a lineage holder. Even if you're listening to this show to try and diss us, you are.
Well, you know what? Every one of us is on our path. Your life is your spiritual journey.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can hear the call and you say, no, not now. And you go back to whatever was occupying your attention.
Right.
And then when you are ready, perhaps that call will be available to you again. I know that as I reflect, and one of the gifts of having some life experience on this planet is the quality of discernment is honed. We've seen so many cycles and participated in the mini cycles and the growth opportunities, and a lot of wonderful learning has been accumulated. However, in the upliftment of a consciousness that is expanding and rising comes a different type of discernment that was not previously appreciated. And this is because your level of attainment is your veil. We really can't see beyond what our consciousness is at any one moment. And so as we avail ourselves of experiences that will put a little opening, that will expand us a little bit, we get a glimpse of what is coming or how we are or a greater perspective. And those glimpses begin to inform us. They stimulate our courage. They stimulate our willingness. They stimulate our trust. And before you know it, they get wider and bigger and more and happier and at peace and at peace and good stuff.
I know you guys are saying good stuff too. Hey, Sri, speaking of good stuff, look at all these beautiful people that have been holding so long.
All right.
So let's go. Should we bring in an anonymous caller?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Right. Every show we bring in one blocked anonymous caller. Here's today's welcome blocked anonymous caller. Speak.
Hello there.
Hi. Yes, it's you. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for calling me. Madalena from Portugal, Lisbon.
Oh, hello, welcome. Sweetheart. Namaste. Welcome for being...
Hi, how are you? I'm very grateful for you, and it's astonishing what you have done, and this tree, you look so good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I am good.
Thank you. Is it possible in the soul reading?
Oh, please? Absolutely. At my honor. My honor. And so I invite you just to take a deep, beautiful breath. And as you do, they're saying relax into the deeper space that calls to you often, for you have been transiting many worlds at once. Your sleep time has been interrupted by flows of energy that are bouncing off of multidimensional presences. And they're saying that it's really important for you to anchor the cosmic portal practice. Do we still have that on our website or not?
No.
No. I will send us an email to support@selfascension.com, and we're going to get it up at our YouTube channel as well, Official Sri and Kira. But you're literally... It's not like you're stuck. You're just doing so much. You need to be able to anchor it into this body, with full awareness so that you can really clearly move forward. And I want you to take a deep, deep, deep breath and let it out. I'll do it with you. Let it out with sound. And smile, because the universe is ready for you, and they're saying you are ready as well. And so it is. It's such a joy to connect with you, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you. Much blessings for you and she. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, my angel.
We love you.
We love you. Namaste. Oh, Sri, you know, my heart. You feel your heart?
Yeah.
I know. So, just so beautiful.
You know, one of the many joys of being here is being with each of you. We feel the connection. And the connection happens whether you're just simply watching on the screen, listening on the radio, or calling in. Everybody who directs their energy is felt and noticed and honored.
Yeah.
One of the things, I want to repeat this, one of the things that was such a profound, humbling experience for me when I was in the hospital were the number of prayers that came my way.
Oh, my gosh.
And it does It does not matter whether your prayer was grounded in a religious belief or simply a well wish that was grounded in just an open heart. A ray of light comes forward. And I was lying in my bed with the oxygen and all the tubes stuck in me and all of that jazz.
Intensive care.
And all of these rays of light. And each one was carrying a blessing. Each one was carrying a positive opportunity. And I was so glad to be awake to it.
Yeah.
So that I could respond saying yes. And I feel you. I'm grateful for you. And thank you for helping my life feel more connected. It was just truly an embrace. And so each and every one of you that is gathering with us, We love you. We truly love you.
You are the embrace. And we feel you. And Sri, I want to, should we go? Hey, we got another call from Canada. Let's go to New Westminster, British Columbia, Canada. Namaste. Hi.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. Namaste, Sri and Kira.
Woohoo.
I think the show just for me.
Oh.
I'm exploring in many different ways with you, and the AMI course and everything has helped me tremendously.
Wonderful.
But in the last 2 weeks, I've been feeling like there's an energy that is, I don't know if it's blocking me or it seems to have the brakes on.
Hmm.
And very third dimensional. And I want to get rid of that. I'm not sure how. And so I thought a mini soul reading would be the perfect thing.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. I'm sincerely honored, my angel. And first and foremost, I just want to share with you that what's happening with you, a lot of people are also experiencing in very many different ways. This is actually part of that preparation that I started talking about in yesterday's show for this ascension frequency attunement that's coming in June. Look, what's coming in June is massive. Many, 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 many people having physical symptomology. I also encourage you to go back again and look at what Wednesday the 22nd looked like for you, and also the 4 days after that, which would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, culminating yesterday. But the most that they want you to hear, in addition to that, is as you were sharing, what I saw was this beautiful meadow, you know, and this green grass. And the message that's coming in for you is very emeraldy in color, very gold in color. And what they're saying is over and over again, they're saying your third chakra wants you to command it. It is not to command you. And they're saying you begin by laying in bed at night before you go to bed, before you go to sleep. Bring your hands to your third chakra. Really, really deep belly breath, you know, breathing in. And when you're exhaling, pushing that belly out. And then also they're saying the Om Aum practice done every day will help knit that energy field together. So the Om Aum practice you can find in our app. It's free. The app is free. Use it. And so thank you. Thank you for being here. And I pray you're going to join us for the June Gathering of the Masters, because I know that's going to really also assist you. So thank you, my love.
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed to hear. And it's so funny because the Om Aum practice, I haven't been doing it in the last week, and it's been screaming at me.
Well, woohoo!
Okay,
thank you.
Many blessings.
Namaste. Namaste. You know, namaste, my angel. You know, I need to share. I really enjoy when a mini soul reading is really nothing more than affirmation or confirmation of your own intuitive energy. You know, it sincerely, guys, nothing gives my heart greater joy than hearing you share that, oh my gosh, Kira, that is exactly what I heard, or that was what's been happening, or that came in front of me, because it means that you're saying yes to you. Remember that a mini soul reading, the reason that you'd never need to ask me a question, unless of course you want to, but the reason that I don't need cards or anything is because I just get the blessing of connecting with you on the higher level. These readings are just you telling you what in this moment needs to be heard, and then blessing all of us as a community to share in that experience. And I think that's one of the unique gifts of our connection every Sunday. And that really is our passionate action. That's certainly my ikigai experience, is the gift of connecting with all of you.
You know, there's just so much.
Yeah.
That can be talked about and be shared and understood and that serves us. And yet it is also so simple and wordless.
Yes. See, that's what we started with. That's that motion. That's that activity inside stillness.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I love that.
And that activity within the stillness. The stillness is simply a way of saying, I choose not to be distracted.
Right.
I choose to be available to the greater context, to the greater experience.
Yes.
And when we open up in that way, we oftentimes have what many of the masters have referred to as a samadhi experience. Samadhi is little more than the dissolution of the false identity. It's that moment where the personality self is just taking a nap.
Yeah.
And that the consciousness of the being is informed by the oneness, not the refractions, not the personalities. When we allow ourselves to recognize the oneness, we are changed. We are expanded. It's like the, you know, we've been filled with the breath of the divine, and that balloon just does not have its old shape ever again.
Yes.
And the more often we touch that, the more often we are able to anchor with it. So much, you know, I want to say to each of you, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us in this wonderful presentation coming up in just a week.
Yeah, please go to shreeankira.com, the Gathering of the Masters. Now, look, guys, I'm going to put up one graphic. Let's put up the lineage holder, Shri. Take a look at this, guys.
Okay.
All right, if you're watching us at YouTube, are you a lineage holder? Notice what you're feeling as you gaze at this graphic. And if you're not gazing at this graphic, what this graphic is a golden creation torus that is meeting the universal aspects of positive, negative, male, female, all that can be unified into one experience and committed to be carried. And as a lineage holder, some of the things lineage holders often experience is people might call them the black sheep of the family, maybe a deep sense of never having quite fit in, having visions at an early time, people being worried about you, often being labeled as having a mental illness or needing medication. Anyway, we have a whole big checklist about it, but we're going to start talking about this in the core, because the lineage holders are the masters that are rising. And remember, the last time the lineage holders agreed to say yes to the public experience of being a lineage holder was during the last reign of Akhenaten in Egypt. So it's a big moment, Sri. It's a big, big moment.
One of the things to remember is that your life is sacred and it is a revelatory process.
Yes.
You weren't put here to live in your little box and not get out of the box unless that was your choice for the birth.
Right.
If you are exploring, if you're reading books, if you're being called to different teachings, then you are by design ascending. You are ascending through the constrictions. You're ascending through the refractory devices, the limitations. Beliefs, healing everything that has informed you is the nicest way to say it. Your life and everything that's gone before has informed you. Smile at that.
Okay. I'm happy to. I hope you are too.
Yeah. So yeah, it was somebody's talking about the lineage.
Yeah, well, Jess is just saying. Well, first, Anel was like, "Yes, I am." A lineage holder, and Jess was like, "This is so cool because I've been talking about lineage holders for the past month or so, and then this course focus rolled out to include lineage holders, and I love that synchronicity." Well, Jess, coming later this summer is going to be a full-blown lineage holder class program, attunement experience. So we'll be talking about that later on as well, yeah. Meaning in the next months. So my angels, as we move through this moment in May, as this core energy begins peaking, this is the moment. This is the time. Are you ready to move forward with acceptance or suspicion? And as that beautiful email we read from Sarah and way back in the beginning of the show, can you accept yourself? Can you begin with you? And I do want to say to all of our callers that are still on hold, please call in early next time. We will do our best to get a hold of you. You can try and call in Thursday nights when I'm with Johanna San on Soul Mirrors, Voices of Conscious Women at 5 p.m. Pacific. Saturdays on Explore the Mysteries with Sri and I. And of course, right here every Sunday for the Voice of Passionate Action.
Oh, wow. We are coming to that moment.
We are, and it comes too fast.
It does indeed, but we have a minute here just to offer a reflection and a moment.
Yes.
I just want to say to each of you that's been participating, thank you for expressing your voice. Every once in a while, I'm leaning over here and tuning into the YouTube chat, and Kira's tuning
in. I'm leaning over here at Oneness Talk Radio.
And every voice does matter. Every time we articulate that which we believe, we are witnessing ourselves and having an opportunity to be witnessed. And this is what stimulates our growth and our evolution. And this is why our friends at Oneness Talk Radio is so grounded in the philosophy of every voice is important, and positive energy deserves to have an articulation.
Absolutely.
Because it's through what we're referring to as positive energy, energy that tends to lift rather than push back. That energy allows for possibilities. It allows for growth. It allows for creation. And that is the energy that I feel every time we get connected on this show and the other live shows.
Absolutely.
It's the energy of expansion.
And so until we have the gift of being with you again, may your heart know how much you are loved. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.